Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Christ is, this is going to sound really understated, Christ is astonishing. I know most Christians are like, yeah, Pastor, we know, we got it. That's why we're here. But you know, he really is astonishing beyond measure, as Mark records. Because he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. I love that phrase. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. He even cares for our physical needs. In Mark 7, 31 to 37, we heard about a man who was brought to Jesus. He was deaf and he had a speech impediment. Jesus opened his ears and he released his tongue, so that the man could speak plainly. This man was doubly blessed. He was blessed to be healed. That was great enough. But he was also blessed to have his healing recorded in Scripture for all times, so that you and I and all Christians, everyone who opens the good book, would learn not of him, but of our God's gracious ways toward him and toward us. This man's healing was, for him, physical. At the same time, it demonstrates what Jesus does for us spiritually. Not all of us get healed physically, and eventually, all of us will die, unless the Lord comes back first. What happened to this dear man is exactly what happens to you, each of you, when the Holy Spirit opened your eyes and he opened your ears and he opened your mouth to the truth of Scripture. He releases your tongue to be able to plainly speak God's truth to others. So much so that even if Jesus himself was to tell you not to speak it, as we heard in the text, you couldn't help but zealously tell everyone, I'm sorry, Lord, I gotta tell people about you. You're just too good to contain. I gotta spread the word. In our midweek Bible study, we've noticed that the book of Proverbs, written by Solomon, emphasizes hearing and speaking a lot, ears and tongues. These are the most valuable members of your body, your ears and your tongue. They're how you hear God's word, and they're how you share it with your neighbor so your neighbor will hear God's word. Listen to some of these passages from the book of Proverbs as they relate to our ears and our lips, our tongues, our mouths. These are God's words to us, to each and every one of you, as you are like the son that Solomon addresses in the Proverbs, his son. You are a son in Christ, child of God. My son, Proverbs 2, my son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, then you will find the knowledge of God. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. And now, O sons, listen to me and do not depart from the words of my mouth. A worthless person, a wicked man, goes about with crooked speech. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right, for my mouth will utter truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than jewels. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, for whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. A babbling fool will come to ruin. The mouth of the righteous, however, is a fountain of life. But the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found. The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. And just one more. There's so many, but just one more. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. Like I said, there are so many more. Proverbs is full of wisdom, obviously. So come on Wednesday and you can hear all the more about it. Obviously, as relates to our gospel this morning, God wants us to hear what's right, truth to fill our ears. And he wants us to speak that to our neighbors. Jesus taught the truth of God's word so that we could have ears to hear and receive his instruction, to be able to live his way. So we could know the law, that is, how we are to live in love and service to our neighbors. And so we could also hear the gospel, that is, that Jesus loves us and serves us by doing everything necessary for our salvation. That we are saved by grace alone, not grace plus works, grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Jesus came into the flesh to open your ears, my friends, yours, and to release your tongue from the impediment of wickedness that causes us all to be mute, or worse yet, to babble on. And to ruin lives, the lives of our hearers, with falsehoods, lies. What did the Apostle Paul write to Pastor Timothy? Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing you will save both yourself and your hearers. Timothy had hearers, people who listened to him when he spoke. He was supposed to have hearers, just as you are. Dear Christian, you have people who listen to you. What are they going to hear? Every Christian tongue has been released from the impediment of sin to speak the word of God to others. Does that mean you're going to speak it perfectly all the time? No. But does it mean God has put in your mouth the truth? Yes. Not so you could just swish it around like a nice glass of whiskey. No. So you could swallow and then speak. The truth. If you can hear the word of God, if you can hear it in your ears, if you could believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit has opened your ears. And if he has opened your ears, you know for sure he has also released your tongue. If you hear the word of God and you believe that Jesus died for your sins to save you, to bring you eternal salvation, you know your ears are working. So you also know your mouth is working. You can use it. He has released your tongue for the sake of your neighbors, those in your life who are hurting, those in your life who are beaten and broken by the law, whose sins are getting them down, whose health issues are weighing on them, He has given you his word to speak the gospel to them. To let them know that Jesus cares for them. That you could bring Jesus to them. This is how Jesus can say that everyone who acknowledges him before men, he also will acknowledge before his Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies him before men, he also will deny before his Father who is in heaven. Give people Jesus. Let them know who you believe in. As it says in Romans chapter 10, the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. It is in your mouth and in your heart. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will we call on him in whom we have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear unless someone preaches? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? So, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. The word that you speak as you have been sent to your neighbors to proclaim the gospel. My friends, the man Jesus healed in our gospel reading, he was not the only one to be doubly blessed. You have been too. You have been too. Once you were deaf to God's word, unable to speak it even, didn't know all of its life-saving truth. But all that has changed. In your baptism, your ears were opened and your tongue was released from sin's impediment. No longer are you deaf. And so no longer are you mute. The word has been preached to you. You hear it. You believe it. And you are able to call on the saving name of the Lord. Jesus, help me. Come, Lord, come quickly. You are able to make that call because he has saved you. What's more? That's your first blessing. What's more? He has brought you into the glorious method of salvation for your neighbor, too. He uses your opened ears that continue to hear his word week in and week out, day in and day out. And he continues to use your released tongue to speak his word into your neighbor's ears so that they will hear what God has to say about their salvation. They would believe in Jesus too, as he is their Savior as much as he is your Savior. He has blessed you the second time, enabling you a cooperation, a part in his economy of salvation. You get to speak to people the truth. And that is a blessing. It's no wonder in Mark 7:37 that we hear how astonishing Christ is, beyond measure. He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.